the individual person and their ability to write and connect with their audience in a blog is important. I think when you talk about a large enterprise corporation, I think you absolutely need a blog because there's a large audience of people that will interact with you that way. And you need to find the talent as opposed to being tied to personal brand. So I think there's a distinction we need to make when answering that question. The answer is it depends on the business. I think if you're talking about a large enterprise, I think it needs to be central to your social media strategy, and you need to find that talent within your organization.
But I have a feel that if your objective is actually to create content, the blog is the perfect place to put it. I mean, I don't see myself creating content and just putting it into Facebook or putting it into Twitter, because I feel that a blog is a place to like concentrate all the content creation. You can get different people creating content for the same place, and then spread it to other tools, you know, like Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, and just driving everyone else to your blog. So it's a perfect place to just concentrate on your content, I guess.
Or I wonder if we should clarify, because when you say content, I hear in my head long form content that's blog posts. And I think most of us do, but at the same time, content could mean like the 140 characters on Twitter back and forth. So I get what you're saying, and I heard and I understood what you're saying, but at the same time, I think we may need to clarify. And that's what you mean, it sounds like.
I'm talking about
thought leadership pieces, et cetera.
Like relevant information, where you can like see every now and then and just drive people to it.
Suddenly, it's like it's not my blog anymore. It's like a group blog now. And all these people that were reading the blog because they enjoyed reading my post every single day are now reading my post once a week. Or maybe even what's worse is my once a week post has gone from being my thought leadership pieces to now, hey, let me tell you about this cool new live blog chat I'm doing. Would you like to register? And it's like I'm selling my services now instead of, so it's like the content that they enjoyed has completely changed.
Can you control that content?
Yeah, you can. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, you can, but I mean, yeah, and that's what you need to do. But I think that the point is that if by bringing in these other people and having the group blog now, the dynamics of the content have now changed because I'm the only one who can write for my voice and these other people, and it would be my only option is to bring them in new different voices, which that can work, but at the same time, you know, people are coming to my blog to read my stuff. So now they're going to decide, okay, do I want to stick around for this? Is it maybe better? Is it worse? I don't know.
I think if you also have a particular point of view, right, you have two options when you're looking at bringing in guest bloggers. Either have to find people who have the same point of view as you, what your audience is expecting, and it takes some of the pressure off of you as an individual within your corporations to post. Or what I prefer to do is find somebody with an opposing point of view. Again, depending upon your business, you know, and who your audience is, I personally like to hear other opinions and have that, you have the blog be a point of conversation, and that, what I find that